In an unexpected turn of events, Ray Davis has taken office early as the Bullock County Commissioner for Seat 2A. Bullock County Probate Judge Lorna DeLoach confirmed the swearing-in took place on Friday, October 25, 2024, in a private, informal ceremony held prior to a meeting with Bullock County officials. No members of the media were present at the event. Mr. Davis clarified that he assumed the media would have been invited by the county staff. Davis won the 2A seat in the May 21 Republican primary, defeating incumbent commissioner and vice chair Kurt Deal. Originally, Davis was scheduled to be sworn in on December 30, 2024, at the Bullock County Courthouse, in alignment with the start of his full four-year term. However, Deal's resignation, effective Monday, October 21, prompted a shift in plans. After Chief Superior Court Judge Gates Pede signed an order on Thursday, October 24, to authorize Davis's early appointment, Bullock County Attorney Jeff Akins requested the swearing-in. The order, signed by all four Superior Court judges, clears Davis to serve the remainder of Deal's term, which concludes on December 31, 2024. Commissioner Davis and I exchanged phone calls and finally caught up with each other on Sunday morning. I am updating this story to add his comments below. He said that at first he wasn't enthused with the idea of stepping into this role early, but the more he thought about it, he felt declining it wouldn't help anything at all. I am glad to work with them. I know each and every one of them and don't have a problem working with the other commissioners. We may sometimes disagree, but if we all thought the same, then some of us wouldn't be thinking, said Commissioner Ray Davis. I have never been a politician before or a commissioner, so getting to start the learning curve and responsibility 2 months early will be helpful. I hope I can fulfill the responsibility that the voters have placed upon me, even though I have taken it on a little earlier than planned. Commissioner Davis said that by swearing him in early allowed him to get a briefing from Chairman Thompson and county staff on the SPLOST negotiations. I appreciate the insight and agree with Chairman Thompson that we definitely need to renew SPLOST. To me, this is a no-brainer on many perspectives. Bullock County needs us to renew SPLOST, said Commissioner Davis. Davis will rejoin county officials for the December 30 ceremony to mark the start of his full term.